I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Dylan Barnes.
And you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. You know what I really should do is record a new intro with Podgator. I'm Brad Locke. And that's Podgator. So there you go. Yeah, thanks for joining us on this fine, fine Wednesday. It is the 23rd of February as I'm speaking to you here from the Daily Journal World Headquarters. Prep Rally coming at you as we do every week. You can catch us on iTunes, in your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor, at Midtown Point in Tupelo. I got the chicken Alfredo again today. This is some good stuff. It's all good stuff. I've not had a bad pizza there. So y'all really, really need to check them out, especially if you like the sweet crust. Oh, it's heavenly. In fact, I brought it in earlier than one of our guys on the copy desk, Scott, was like, well, now I want some. So he went and got a couple of pizzas for he and his wife for lunch today. So yeah, that is highly recommended from yours truly, among others. We got a lot to talk about today. Not a lot, but, you know, basketball playoffs, that's really all we're going to talk about. But a lot has been happening, obviously, in the playoffs. Got a lot of big matchups happening this weekend. Let's start with the basketball rewind, man. Let's talk about Tupelo real quick. I went out last weekend and saw the girls on Friday and the boys on Saturday. They both won at home. The girls beat Madison Central. And, you know, Tupelo, a few weeks ago, they were winning more often than not. They just weren't playing their best ball. They looked as good as I've seen them this year in that game against Madison Central. Ended up with a fairly easy 62-45 win. Funny thing, after the game, I was asking Lamara Cleaves about, you know, what's kind of gotten into y'all lately. And she's like, well, seems like we started playing better after Coach started taking our phones away. Matt Justice, the head coach, actually starting with the division tournament, you know, as soon as school let out, he would take all his players' phones and keep them until the game was over. And that seems to have paid off. They won the division tournament, and now they've, of course, they had a bye in the first round of the playoffs because the number one seed and all, but then handled Madison Central pretty easily. And so maybe something to that, man. Kind of helps them focus more on the game coming up. Don't have that distraction right there in your pocket. And speaking of Cleve, she had a big game, 23 points, 11 rebounds. She shot 10 of 17 from the field. They also got 15 points from Shakina Jackson. See, she got hot early from a three-point range. Ended up making 4 of 6 from behind the arc. So, you know, this is a team that looks like they could definitely make a run to Jackson and make a run for the state title in 6A once they get there. The next night, Tupelo's boys hosted Horn Lake, and this was easily one of the craziest things I've seen, maybe the craziest thing I've seen all season. I mean, I've seen some comebacks this year. I remember when Bickersville's girls were down 18 in the second half to Tisch County, came back and won. But they did that over the course of like a quarter plus. Tupelo's boys were trailing by 15 points with just under 3 minutes to go. Okay, it's like game over by that point. I mean, pretty much everybody thought that except for Tupelo's boys, obviously. They just, I mean, they started pressing, you know, what you got to do when you're getting desperate like that. And Horn Lake, I mean, they just kind of folded, man. They could not handle the situation and the pressure that they were facing. You know, it's a kind of a young team. I think only one senior out on the floor for them that night. And a good team, but just things just went just complete 180 those last 3 minutes of the game. And Tupelo kept getting turnover after turnover. They were getting easy buckets. They were getting to the free throw line and making them. And they somehow pulled out the win, 79-74. Outscored Horn Lake 21-1 over the last 3 minutes of that game. It's just insane. I mean, they're down 73-58. And then they get a free throw from Gavin Shannon. Okay. They get another free throw from the Fuller kid. Forget his first name, sorry. Then Gavin Shannon had a big dunk on a fast break off a steal. Then he had a fast break layup, again off a steal. By that point, it's now an 11-point game with 2:05 to go, and you start thinking, well, okay, maybe they can make this interesting. I still wasn't real high on their chances, but they just kept getting turnovers, and Horn Lake missed a few free throws. Gavin Shannon kept getting back to the line. He ended up with a really nice game for the Golden Wave. Chris Crump off the bench had a big steal and layup. Got fouled, hit the free throw, made it a 2-point game with 1:29 to go. And then Crump got a put back after Horn Lake hit a free throw. So still down one, under a minute to go. And then Gavin Shannon, big 3-point play, gave him the lead, 76-74, and ended up being a 79-74 final, as I mentioned. Just one of the craziest comebacks I've seen, especially considering the stakes, okay? Second round of the 6A playoffs. I mean, it's not just some regular season game. And Tupelo just turned it on. I mean, they were playing with fire, obviously. But they found the right gear at the right time. I mentioned Gavin Shannon having a big game, finished with 20 points. Chris Crump had 15. Hayes Halpert had 13. London Fields had 10. And, I mean, it was ended up being a total team win. Everybody had to kind of pitch in there at the end. I know Hayes Halpert had a couple of big plays down the stretch there to help them make that comeback. So pretty much everybody on the floor made something happen for Tupelo. That's a huge win for them. And moving on to the next round, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, let's look at some other notable results from the second round last weekend. Nettleton's girls edged North Panola 53-51. Nettleton playing awfully well. 22-6 now, I believe. East Webster girls got beat Pine Grove 46-45. Hit a late free throw and allowed them to pull out the win. South Haven's boys knocked off Starkville. Now, that one kind of raised my eyebrows a bit. 65-64. I mean, I know South Haven's good, but I really thought we would see Starkville down in Jackson. I was kind of hoping we might see Tupelo Starkville Part 4. And then Pine Grove's boys took down Cahoma County in overtime, 56-48. I believe Cahoma has won the last two state titles in Class 2A. And remember, Pine Grove just moved up from 1A. So this is a former 1A program now in 2A, and they took down the big boys, Cahoma County. Looking ahead to some big games this weekend, and man, there's a bunch of good matchups. Got Tishomingo County at Pontotoc Girls in 4A. In the again, this is the quarterfinals, so winners go to Jackson next week. You know, these have been the best two teams in 4A around here all season. Tish County, you know, started 25-0, was ranked number one by the Journal for a long time, lost three in a row at the end of the season. Pontotoc has been number one ever since. And so both teams 29-3. I've got a story coming out in Thursday's paper previewing this game, so be sure to pick up a copy of the Journal on Thursday to check that out. But yeah, that should be a fun game at Pontotoc. Tupelo's girls host Germantown. These teams met way back in December. Germantown won that game 60-41. But as I mentioned, Tupelo's been playing at a much higher level the last few games. So I expect we'll see a really good close game. Of course, Germantown has Madison Booker, a big girl who can score from pretty much anywhere on the floor. She's insanely talented. Calhoun City at Belmont girls in 2A. That'll be fun. That'll be real fun. Belmont, you might recall, won the 3A state title last year, then dropped down to 2A. Cal City won state was 2 years ago, and they've been a team that gets to Jackson a lot in recent years. Biggersville and Ingomar girls on Friday night, followed by Biggersville at Ingomar boys on Saturday. Won't that be fun? Rematch of last year's 1A title game. You may remember how that one ended. It was crazy. Wildest 3 seconds I think I've ever seen on a basketball court. I actually got a story coming out Friday looking back at that game. If you're an Ingomar fan, you might not enjoy reading it, but, you know, give it a chance is all I'm saying. Okay. Give it a chance. I guarantee Biggersville people will enjoy reading it. So, yeah, those are just some of the games. We'll be out to covering several of these matchups this weekend, so check out our coverage in the Daily Journal and at DJournal.com. Let's close things out with Athletes of the Week. We do this every week on our male and female athlete. Female Athlete of the Week, Jemiah Bowen, the forward for Pontotoc last Friday in that playoff win over Kosciuszko. Pontotoc won easily, 58-22. So, yeah, Jemiah had 8 points. Okay, 12 rebounds, not bad. And 23 blocks. Just going to let that sink in. 2-3. One short of 24. A baker's dozen plus 10. I mean, it's 20. I've never heard of it. Like, I don't even. Is that a state record? Has anybody. That's not a stat that everybody tracks. So it's probably impossible to know. But good Lord. Remember, she had 18 in the game earlier this year? And she's averaging like 7.5 blocks per game. I mean, 6'2". Remember, she transferred from Shannon. Obviously, is settled in nicely with Pontotoc. Yeah, she's 23 blocks. That's ridiculous. Male Athlete of the Week, Noah Robinson, pitcher for Lafayette. That's right, baseball. There's been a lot of rain this week, but we've had some baseball played already, like last weekend. On Saturday, Noah threw a no-hitter. Struck out 5, walked none in 7 innings as Lafayette beat Boonville 8-0. And he allowed just 1 base runner. It was on an error, so almost had a perfect game. So congrats to Noah and Jemiah, and that's all the time we have for this episode of Prep Rally. Coming to you every Wednesday, but not next Wednesday, because I'll be in Jackson covering the state tournament, so won't be able to do it then, but hopefully in 2 weeks I will be back to recap all that happened at the state tournament. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. I'm on there at Brad Locke, and we'll see you next time.